Why Do We Hang Out, episode 42.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah, that's the answer to everything.
What was the answer? What was the title of this one?
The last one we did?
You have like three carbon in there.
No,
carbon dating and...
turned into curved dicks.
Carbon dating and hooky dick.
Yeah, the hooky dick. Yeah, that's a good one. Carbon dating
and hooky dick. Yep. That sounds like a weird book you would find in a store.
Because before you came in, it was Pat came over, and he's like, just knock off over.
Yeah, and just Pat came.
Yep, I like that.
So we have another super secret special guest, because Justin's out, and I would invite him.
So Robert's rage is quelled for the next 2 hours.
Nice. Until we brought up Justin.
Yeah, until we brought up, and then it exactly what it is. See, he can't even deal. See, even the pain.
God, man, I want...
Yeah.
We talked about Chris's Twitter beef using our Twitter with the Rainbow Children.
Yep.
Hashtag white genocide.
Please, people, get on. Comment. I will love you all. I don't give a fuck. Just do it. I need people to get on there so I'm not the only one on there. I need to see some love. Even if you don't like it, lie. Like it and then say you lied that you liked it. I'll take it. Anything. It's like a really dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah, it's just like the dinosaurs. It's like being married in the 50s. The Christians against dinosaurs.
Yeah. Like, are they really hateful? Or are they just...
Oh, no. It's really white privilege.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Always.
Yeah, duh.
You can even just call it hashtag white privilege, yeah.
Boom!
Hashtag white
privilege. But not... Make a hashtag white privilege. Hashtag is the word.
If,
white privilege.
Yeah, if you put white privilege, it's just racist.
Yeah, that's fucked up. We don't want to hang about that.
This is just like...
We don't want to make white people upset. You know,
we have it tough.
Yeah, it's so tough, hard for white people.
I went to the store today and I sat in line.
Whoa! You didn't get just bumped up?
It was bullshit. I was like, excuse me, I'm white.
Wow!
Yeah. His card got accepted?
Yeah.
That's the first time?
The first time?
Right?
Shit.
Son. Yes.
I envy you.
And they double back.
I had to
wait.
I go in and I gotta wait till midnight and go, hold on.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you, government.
Yeah,
I don't. I use my.
He didn't get followed around the store.
Yeah, that's you don't get that.
So
they don't give you attention.
No, they mostly. Sucks, I do, but then they come up to me and they're like,
"He is not."
They give you free stuff.
You look real nice today. Yeah, here's some cheese or something like that. Yeah,
because I go and I get followed, right? But then they
like not Twitter followed either.
No, not Twitter followed, but like creepy stalker followed.
Yeah.
So it's really weird.
Well, you do look sneaky.
That's fair.
Like, we covered that last podcast. It was Black Ass.
Yeah.
Jacob, Robert, I don't think they need us anymore.
I don't think
we could have fun on a podcast. It would end poorly. For the audience, anyway.
That's fun.
I mean, I'd still hang out. But...
And just hit buttons. Beep,
boop, yeah, beep, yeah. Beep, hit beep, buttons. Boop. Take notes and shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
go,
Chris said a black thing. Pat responded whitely.
Yeah, with a racist thing.
No, whitely.
Oh, well, yeah, same thing.
The last episode, Justin sat in your seat because you weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to turn it up because Justin doesn't talk into the mic.
Nope.
And whispers.
Total opposite.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then gets mad that no one talks loud enough at the same time.
I have cranked this shit down since Pat's been here. Sorry. Like, the entire episode.
I apologize.
No, you know what? And I'm okay with it because for once, it isn't me.
He peaked, you peaked out all the mics.
Even I can get down.
I always peak.
Yeah. Yeah, except for when Chris is loud, he sits back.
Because I sit back when I do
it. He's got a gangster lean.
Yeah.
Well, no, obviously. I have to because the way my voice carries, if I don't sit back, it's too much for the mic.
Jarrell, do you want me to sit back?
No, I don't care. But when you fucking do it, you go, and then I did this, and I'm really loud in the mic, and I wish everybody talked in the mics, but nobody fucking listens to me.
The first time I had my face up to the mic, you said back off.
No,
because... No, and to be fair, the only time I like talking to the mic is when it's like this, to get Robert hard. That's the whole purpose of it, because it pisses him off that he gets so hard from it. Robert. Hi, Robert.
Robert,
how you doing, birthday boy?
Nice
gonna get in a little birthday outfit for us.
Yeah, it's
all right. And see Robert's now.
Robert's just looking real nice.
Game on.
Yeah, game on.
Game on, Robert. Happy birthday.
Birthday,
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Game on.
Come on, Jacob.
Fuck off.
Yeah, come on. You ruined it.
Don't want to lean in.
Yeah, just
gotta
back.
Lean in and just cup it.
Just cup it. I mean,
fucking nice.
Dude, look, he's got a lollipop in his mouth. I mean, he's halfway there.
God.
Our shenanigans are fun and cheeky.
Yeah.
Justin's shenanigans
are mean and cruel.
We have our shenanigans.
He is the fucking Corva.
I forgot you guys quote the shit out of it.
in Oregon, motherfucker.
No, I'm thinking of Stone.
Yeah.
Stone's in California.
Yeah, which is not overrated either. Stone's solid.
No, oh,
You want a scat?
I don't.
Let's just do scatting the whole podcast. That'll be great.
We had an NPR episode.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, we would talk really quiet.
How's it, and yeah, there was long pauses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm such an old man. I listen to so much NPR.
It was great.
Episode 42. Pat came over.
Woo!
Yeah.
Or just Pat came.
Pat came. Yeah, Pat came. Pat came. Cross out over.
Tail over and turn. Yeah. That's Pat what came. We like. Great episode.
Mm-hmm. Word. This is Pat.
Yep.
Have you met Pat, Jacob?
I think we've met like once.
Yeah,
right?
Once or twice, yeah.
Yeah.
I think when we went to Joe's that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
he was here for a Halloween party, I think. You
yeah, that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was dressed up as Bill.
Yeah, that was great. That was great, man.
He drew, because Bill has all these weird tribal tattoos.
Just awful.
And half of them were filled in. Like, ran out of money
or something. Yeah, I took a marker.
So he did it with a marker.
Just all the way down my arm.
Nice.
And
yeah.
And then he really wanted to bang a Joe's server. And so I can't remember what my shirt said, but it was something about wanting to bang the server.
It was I love.
Oh, yeah, and then I crossed the whatever it was out, and it was Lacey.
Because
he wanted to bang Lacey, even though she's a dyke. Total.
For reals?
Nah, dude,
no,
but
I didn't bang her.
She's sketchy as fuck, though. Now she works out of the valley at that wing place.
Yeah, the rep.
Yeah, and she, like, she's bagging, like, a guy that's, like, 10 years older than her, and it's, like, a drug dealer. Like, she's moving up in the world.
She turned down everybody at Joe's.
Yeah, like, think of the polar opposites from that person to Dylan, and it's just funny. Because Dylan was, like, trying to get with her for a little while, and then he's
yeah,
like,
so was Andy. I don't know if you knew it. Not
Andy. Not Bergedorfer, yeah, but somebody
Hoops.
Else.
Yeah.
I bet I know if I saw him.
He worked at Joe's for, like, 10 whole seconds, but Kessler fired him because he made, a simple mistake. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Kessler fired him.
That's crazy.
We should really not talk bad about Joe's because they're still technically a sponsor.
Are they a sponsor?
Ish.
Oh, no. Kessler, I make fun of him all the time when I go there.
Yeah. That's,
but he doesn't care because I'm there, so.
That's fine. Well, Chris is still there, so, you know.
No, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I give Chris shit, too.
No.
No, I know.
He's supposed to be off at, like, 4. All
right, I won't say.
That was 50 minutes ago.
Yeah, I won't say awful things.
I want to blame Kessler for that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do that, man. Just a fucking Kessler.
Chris said he had a story.
Yeah.
I don't think the rest of us have. Oh, I do have a story. A fucking, one of my customers is pissed because I keep showing up later.
Mm-hmm.
Later and later and later and later. And it's,
is it like five minute increments later? Or is it
no,
like potential I've, like 30 minutes or an hour later?
I would. It's like an hour later.
Oh, shit.
Hour and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
Not my fucking fault.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're a dick.
Yeah, no, because FedEx is getting us out later and later and later and later.
Why would they do that?
Because it's fucking FedEx. Yeah, so this customer called in, and they were like, well, he just keeps showing up later. He used to show up at 8, and I'm like, I've never showed up at 8, whatever. And FedEx is like, well, Tough Day Express, you should really try our express service if you want.
A time delivery?
Yeah, a time-specific delivery. They still haven't talked to me. They're just like, well, we'll keep calling FedEx, but FedEx keeps telling me about it. And I'm like, well, tough titties. And then they called in again Thursday night or Friday morning. Like, he needs to be here earlier. FedEx is like, well, how do you run your route? I'm like, this way. Well, can you skip it? I'm like, nope. Could you get us out on time? So that's essentially what happened. Fuck those guys. It's a hard story to tell without using a lot of names. But,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So do you guys, like, structure the podcast? Okay,
we,
yeah,
we
that, no, that's what, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to, because it's like, you just get off kilter, you want to say what you want to say.
We used to, when we first started, we were trying to figure that out, and like, I don't know, 2 or 3 episodes in, right, what if we do it like Game Over Greggy, and we each bring a topic, and it turned into, like Game Over Greggy, a 2.5 hour podcast.
Yeah, it just like went on.
Yeah, and the file was like 100 meg. It was huge. 150 megs, yeah.
Not you, though. not me, right? Not us.
So, we were trying to do it like that, and then Chris always has fucking bullshit off the top of his
head. No way.
Yeah, every day.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
So,
it's not him at all.
No, it's not him. It's almost like he's
He really
Chris.
Comes out of his shell when he's here.
Doppelganger.
Speaking of which, you're in his chair, and he's like, Sheldon.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
He might take, don't give it up, though, when he gets here.
Would I
not
ever?
Not at all, yeah.
Come on, man. Hey, gotta get the back of the bus, Chris. I'm sorry. Oh, seat's taken.
Racism is huge.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You still won't beat my brother, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll just be like, sorry, Chris, seat's taken. Yeah. It's taken.
It's
taken.
Is that him?
Nope.
No, he's not going to come. People stomp around. Fucking stompers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stomping.
Robin stomping.
It's because we're down here.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That we're stomping around.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, cool basement.
It is nice.
It's nice in the summer. In winter, it can get shitty.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too bad in the winter.
Upstairs, it'll be 250 degrees. It'll be solid 50 down here.
Down here, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
It's good for beer. Does Lindsay still do her podcast and shit?
Nah, she stopped. She might do it again now that she has time.
Yeah.
She just didn't have time with school and, like, working 60 hours a week.
She done with school?
No, she's still doing that. She's doing WSU, finishing
she's
that
not
out.
Working at this moment.
She's just working 40 hours now as opposed to like 60.
Yeah.
Because my wife was like a slave at Papa Murphy's. She was a manager there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How long has she worked at Papa Murphy's?
She worked there for like 14 years.
Oh.
And then they fired her.
Over what?
Because somebody got overtime that shouldn't have gotten overtime. And they had to pay him overtime.
No. A whole extra like $6 for the.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's
because her labor was running high. And so they're like, hey. These people, because they're cheap and they don't want to pay insurance, so they can't get over, like, 30 hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. So somebody got over 30 hours one time, and they're like, you're on probation.
Right.
Then somebody got overtime pay, and then they fired.
That's
after
late.
14 years. Yeah.
Serious.
It's crazy. That
sounds what's happening to Chris over at Joe's.
is Kessler just, I heard they're, like, butting heads, and Kessler took over the schedule. That's what he was telling me earlier.
And Kessler, for some reason, does not know how to do scheduling because Chris and Justin are basically there every single day.
Yeah.
And they keep firing people. And
did they fire Sean? No. I like Sean.
Why were term? They going to fire Sean?
No, I just like, oh, they say firing everybody. I was like, no. I like Sean.
No, but since he got hired, I've been telling Chris and Justin to fire him.
Why? Just because?
Yeah, even before I met him, I don't care.
We're like, that guy seems a little.
They're replacing me, yeah. And I don't like that. And so, even though I fucking left.
Yeah, that was your own fault. That was your own volition. You left.
I don't care. I don't want to work. I don't want to be available every fucking day of the week for, 15 hours a day.
So do you work just Monday through Friday then?
Yeah, I just work Monday through
Friday. That's fucking rad.
Sometimes Saturday.
It's all right. Yeah.
Like Mother's Day and Christmas.
Yeah, like holidays and shit.
Valentine's.
But you can probably get holiday pay too, right?
No, I just get an extra day.
So that's how many half? Really?
Salary, dude.
Oh, dude,
I get
sucks to suck.
It's not weekly salary. Like, I make same every day.
Yeah.
And I get some weird half-hour pay.
Oh, yeah.
Past 40 hours to simulate. Washington's going through a weird labor law deal right now. Like, I'm part of a class action lawsuit against FedEx, and I didn't sign up for it.
Oh, nice.
And it's like, well, this guy's suing FedEx, so all of y'all are suing
FedEx. Yeah, all y'all.
Okay.
You're like, don't lump me in with the group, man. I'm just trying to live my life.
Yeah, if extra money comes from it.
Yeah.
You're all for it, right?
Right?
Yeah. As long as, like, my boss doesn't have to pay for it. Eric Chris's big booming voice upstairs. No,
yeah. No. Here he comes to.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard
him.
It.
So the first 10 minutes of podcast is us being bored and shit, and Chris is going to come down. Have I got a story for you?
And we're like, oh, great.
Yeah, because you're now late, so you better have a fucking story.
Right.
To make up for it. We were trying to start on time.
What do you expect, man? Black people fucking are always Chris late.
Ladies and gentlemen, no. Boys and girls, it's the one black friend.
Yeah, he's late.
In my fucking he's spot? Late. Oh. Hey. If there's any spot you want to be in, it's my spot.
Hey, seat's taken. Nice to see you. Yeah.
It's okay. No, yeah.
No, no, nice to
you. Gotta shake my hand like a white person. God.
That love was you.
The whitest thing ever.
Slap it like a black
yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
Man, do I got funny stories for your ass.
Everything I just said, yeah. Stop it. He's going to pick on his spot, and man, have I got stories for you.
Yes.
All
yes.
Of those things happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That just happened.
Did he come out of the closet yet?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, so, was, you, so you got it all.
Yeah.
You're like Jarell Adames. Jarell like Adames. Prophet, but like better looking and slightly more believable.
Not as good looking as Chris Rock, though.
Let's be fossil. Fair, though.
Yeah.
He's an attractive man.
Or no, Jay and Silent Bob were prophets. Chris Rock.
Oh,
was 13th
that's right.
Yeah, he was 13th apostle. Yeah.
That's true.
Shit,
nigga, it was $5.
So, how far are we into this one?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear a story?
I do.
Tell us a story, Paul.
I do.
Is that right?
Huh.
You sure?
Yeah, Kathy got free.
It's a Batman suit.
The, well, their promotional shit from Dr. Pepper, like,
yeah.
For the employees to wear. But her boss doesn't pay for that shit, so she hit up the lady directly and said, hey, you got any extras? I'll even pay for them. She's like, I'll just send them to you if we have any. Sent three of them. He's got one. I got one. Kay's got one.
I wear that shit out every day of my life.
I've been wearing it for 3 days straight.
That's okay. Yeah. Nothing is absolutely wrong with that.
Because all my laundry's dirty.
You wake up with hope and justice every day. What's
yeah.
Wrong with that? Nothing. That's what.
Yeah, so
it's a doctor's still right there. From the theater when
yeah.
You come justice.
It's so dope.
Nice.
So, so last night,
everybody sit around the campfire.
Chris, go tell stories.
This is some shit.
Get that fire ready.
As you guys were on the text stream, you saw these things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you fucking talking about?
Oh yeah, I tell stories.
Because
I was there.
To racist and shit.
Shh, you gotta spoil it. It's not regular racist.
Oh damn, it's a different
it's
racism.
It's advanced racism?
Dude, it's
no,
progressive
it's,
racism.
No.
Progressive racism.
Reverse
is that a thing?
Racism.
Oh yeah, it's the white genocide.
It's the white
yeah. Kill whitey.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
White people saying everybody else is saying kill whitey. So I'm on the Twitter space and I'm going
our Twitter.
Yeah, because I don't use mine. I just use the podcast. I'm not saying in the last 2 weeks that I've used it. I've increased our followership.
How many?
But
like two.
Like nine.
No, in the last 2 weeks, we've had like 14, 15 people.
Yesterday
good alone,
job,
we
sir.
Did three. So,
well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
On that note,
thank you.
Yeah, talk to a guy about Daredevil. We had a discussion about the new episodes. It was fun. I was communicating with fandom.
You were watching
it was
on
a
the
really
CW?
Weird. No, Daredevil's on
Daredevil's
Netflix.
Daredevil's on Netflix.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I don't know.
No,
fucking
I don't
nerd.
Want to see nothing. I haven't seen nothing. I can't see
Curly.
Because my girlfriend is doing so much school. She's like, save it for me. And those are like kind of like the worst. Things that girlfriend could say, wait for me.
That's why
you don't want to. I don't want to because I heard Daredevil season 2 is 10 times better than the first one.
Just the Legend of Tomorrow. She's like, watch it with me. When are you going to watch it? When I get time. And I
that's the only good
me.
Show on CW no, except
see,
for Flash.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's me and I have a really terrible issue with it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch it.
See, you can man up.
Like,
I'm
no, mine is just like, look, I want to wait and watch it, but the weeks that you're not here and then you don't show up, like, shit happens. I'm gonna watch my show. It's a TV show. There's this thing called the Inner Tubes. Watch it.
She is lovely.
And she is. She is a
she's
fantastic one.
Oh, is this a new one?
Yeah. No. This. Well, I don't know about that.
I always lose
like
track.
3 months.
Naomi.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
The one where we were.
No,
all
you were already there. We shoot the same one.
The same one. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let us talk to her.
No.
Yeah, that was
no.
Bullshit.
Well, Justin and I got to talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was super cool.
No. Like. On the phone.
Oh, yeah, she was
we
on the phone.
Pricks.
Yeah, we were all drinking, yeah. Being pricks. And
like, no. That's like the opposite way. It's more like, fuck you guys. And then I walk away.
Sucks.
sucks. So last night, while on the Twitter space, I had seen a meme.
Sending that shit too.
But that was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And I figured it because it was super late, so apologies on that.
I
it was
just
late.
Gone to fucking bed.
But I saw this thing earlier in the evening, and it was about it being White Power Day for all intents and purposes. And
nice, that was a great
But day. Only three people showed up, right? So only three people showed up at certain locations, and they all happened to be a Starbucks. That itself, that writes its own joke.
Yeah, that's really white.
Right?
Yeah.
So I go, And I'm like, wow, only white people would show up at a Starbucks to try to prove a point. Like, that's such a white people
three
thing to
white
do.
People. You,
three.
You
probably not like three white too. People. Yeah. And I'm like, that's pretty white of them.
Yeah.
And this dude, later in the evening, about midnight, one-ish, he goes and he replies, and this is not supporting them, but I am all about being, these are the words that were said between two human beings.
Yeah, you want a quote. You want a good report.
Direct quote, because I'm a human being. And also a douche. Because their page is called Rainbow Children.
Yeah, so I
didn't really understand so that either.
I was trying
Rainbow
to figure
Children,
out.
But they are not. It is a very white supremacist thing. When you go to the thing and you read the post and all that, it is not.
If the rainbow is all red.
Basically, it's red with a big black.
Instead of a pot of gold, it's just a big white hood.
Yeah, essentially.
At the end, yeah.
No, so, it's a burning cross.
essentially, yeah. There's no pot of gold.
Yeah. Just racist.
So, load. Here, go away, because I don't want to be on your Wi-Fi.
You should really have this fucking.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to. I decided that I wanted to make this.
I thought you had a story pre-planned.
Oh, no, I do. So, I do my post initially, okay?
Okay.
The guy responds, Rainbow Children, instead of the I in child and the children, it's a one, because there's probably a nice person out there who did Rainbow Children as like a daycare or some shit.
Or white people are number one.
Yeah, that's what that's what I'm going with. Yeah.
So
that's probably why
he tags
like
us, and he goes, shitty, # anti-white is supporting some systematic extermination of white people in violation of international law. # white genocide.
Yeah.
That's some
Were
deep
you not
shit.
Watching this no, last night?
So, I asked approval. Okay? I did. I go, can I play? I wasn't like,
I want to play!
That's really what
it
was.
Do it.
Jarrell gave me permit. Because
I was
in our
bed. I'm like,
I did
for
also,
it.
I did change our podcast from where we live to the state in which we live. Because, well, and this is going to be real, y'all got a habit of blowing people up and killing them right now. So, I kind of wanted to broadcast.
Fuck them. Spokane, Washington.
That's right.
Fair.
Fuck you. 99205, motherfucker.
My name is Pat.
No,
that's... that was Queen.
No, that's lies.
So, I respond, and
it's all lies.
So, I'm like... and so my response to him is, I was like, that's what it's about? Like, I didn't know, being an ironic asshole, because he gave me permission.
Yeah.
Because it is our podcast.
Like a good friend would.
Yeah. And I was like, I thought it was, and so my, so my response to it was like, that's what it was about? I was like, I thought it was about the inability to handle a changing world. # that's cute.
Oh, you threw a hashtag at
Yeah.
Oh.
To be that guy.
Oh, you were that guy.
Right?
You're like, so, I hashtag your hashtag.
Universe, man.
So,
yeah.
So immediately after that,
like,
I replied,
what kind of fucking first world privilege is like white genocide? Have you been to the rest of the world?
Yeah. No, like, absolutely. That's, and this is where I go.
Right?
Where I
real
go,
genocide
been to Brazil or
so,
some shit like
about
that.
About a minute later, like, I'm laying there in bed and I'm just like,
Hitler.
I can't let this guy go. I feel like I can't let it go.
See, that's,
so,
that'll happen.
And so my response was, I was like, it must suck feeling alienated and judged because of how you look. Shame no one else can relate to that feeling. # first world problems.
I was kind of proud of that
one. Because like, no one's ever experienced that. You know,
in
ever.
In America?
Ever.
In the past 50 years?
And so that's kind of where, yeah. Right? 2 days ago, even? And so he goes, you can't deny the charge.
Sure I can. All I want. Every day.
Every day.
Without any effort. Yeah. You know? So I go, so my response is...
What are you, Jesus?
right?
You
so,
don't deny me.
and I go, so my response is, # white genocide guilt, like feeling bad towards, oh no, you're white. Yeah, I feel that.
It's tough, man.
And so to be totally, I'm aware this is not in proper context, so I apologize to you and to you specifically. You would care less. No hate, but you're going to care less. I go, if there's a genocide, it's your inability to make a valid point. And that's when you're not using a speak and spell. Because his responses are so cookie cutter, like, what people are white, amazing.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah, so, make America great.
And I'm not waiting for him to reply.
Yeah.
I just can't help but continue.
Well,
so
there
is,
you.
It's literally, yeah.
He's feeding you, and you're just like,
I got another one.
He's at six.
Well, it doesn't start till nine. The door's open at six.
Yeah.
And so.
Let's go to the Bernie rally.
All right, I'm going with
it. Yeah.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
Why?
I get kale. I can bring kale. I'm down.
Bring kale.
Yeah.
Fucking history.
Yeah. It is history, man.
So I put and then another
hashtag
one.
Like, white privilege.
You think fucking mom's like, oh, I'm not going to the Gettysburg Address. Just gotta go to sleep.
Yeah. You think that?
I'm not saying it's the same. I'm just saying
that's
it could
kind
be.
Of maybe. Depending on how history plays out, yeah. It could be within the same realm.
Hopefully, our first Jewish president.
Right? Yeah. Hopefully he just stays out of the Ford Theater, though. If he gets, I don't know.
But yeah, there's history.
Bernie,
in there.
Just don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Away from Germany.
Get out of there.
So my immediate response after that, because it wasn't waiting for a reply. I kept going. Yeah. So I was like, complaining about hashtag white genocide is equal to the everyone gets a trophy rule. Life's not fair and you don't always win. First world problems. Like, I'm just not... There, I'm not going, oh, what's your plight? Like, I really,
see, you only
I just
sent
don't.
Us the two.
Yeah, no, I did a lot. And I was like, who cares if you feel used and alienated? Welcome to the club. It has all 7 billion people of the planet on it. Like, we're all a part of this bullshit, dude. We all feel this way at some time. Oh, no, you control 80% of all the wealth on the planet. I pity you.
Was he Jewish, or?
No, not that white, the other white, poorly educated.
Yeah,
you know,
well, he shouldn't control
Jesus
well.
Jesus is my co-pilot.
Yeah.
And then he stopped replying, and it sucks because I was waiting for him to reply one more time, because I was going to go, you know what, you need to do is just grab your stuffed Hitler and your copy of Mein Kampf and go to bed, because it's late, and just leave it at that, because that seemed
you could have called him the other too.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done. But my passive just disdain towards how he
can't
felt.
Call me that.
Yeah, like, that's like, my word.
It's my word. Like, wait, that's my son of a bitch.
Well, you just flipped the script on me. Hashtag, I don't know.
Script flip.
Script flip. So, if Rainbow Children, if you are listening to this, big dick, your mouth, and it's black.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris is gonna go find one.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But it was such a, like, I was like, this is so much fun. And we do a podcast today.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got a story.
It's so easy to troll stupid people.
Oh, God, right?
It's so easy.
And it wasn't like he was doing a good job at making a point. There
was
no
not
statistics.
No point.
There was no, like, well, statistically now, it is difficult in these realms. And you're like, so you're saying, even then, if you could prove that somehow you're being quote-unquote oppressed, being the white guy, like, if you could give me numbers, it's to me, the way I perceive it, as, so you're saying you're upset that the thing that you and your people and your community have done, if you want to play the broad spectrum game like they like to do, have done to every other group of individuals on this planet, using the same, dibs logic.
Well, dude, we were here first. Fuck you, Indians.
Sorry. Josh Smith said so.
Yeah.
Like, Mormons have got it right.
Manifest destiny.
Manifest destiny, bro.
Bitches.
Like, so you're mad that the things that you did are now coming back to haunt you and you feel oppressed?
Yeah.
Welcome to the goddamn club.
Uh-huh.
There is no pity. Bro, and if anybody who supports that kind of ideology that you feel somehow oppressed on any level.
I'm oppressed.
You're so handsome.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, it's difficult looking so good and being white.
It's tough.
And
most white people are very ugly.
Reasonable money. It's a lot
except
of
for me.
I get your plight, you know? Being black and handsome and knowing that as I get older, I just look that much better.
You're one of those things.
I don't think
you're necessarily hugely black.
No. But I try.
He's 40% black.
That's true, yeah.
But no, it was just so ridiculous, and it made me sad that y'all were being adults and asleep or playing something, and I just was like,
I was editing this.
I was probably drinking beer.
Well, we were doing we have a group text for like the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm left
Seattle,
out. I'm
like,
a special
cool.
guest. I'm not.
I figured it was going to be you or D. So.
Nice. You were like, fuck, I wish it was D.
No, when I pulled up and I saw your car and I was like, and I saw the Go Wings, I'm like, oh, it's not Dylan because he does not have an extra car like that.
Yeah, fuck you, Dylan. You hear that? Your car sucks. Yes!
But
your car sucks.
But so that's my story.
Nice, I like that.
So that was fun.
That was good stuff. Yeah, by the way, your food is probably really cold. I don't think you've taken one bite since you got down here.
I really needed to get that story out before anything.
Well, I hope that cold pasta tastes great.
It's
cold pasta. It's good.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
By the way, do I see a Dreamgirls poster on your wall right here? This is fantastic.
Yeah, that's Case. Because he used to work at movie theater.
Oh, badass.
Yeah, so he would get us like poster or something.
That's fucking rad.
Why don't I fucking sign out of my Twitter so I can put it our Twitter?
You just tap on on the phone, you just tap.
Yeah, I know how to do it on my phone.
On the desktop, it's kind
of. But the computer box is hard.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah. Computer box.
Yeah.
Computer box.
There it is.
I found that on my Facebook. I can log. Damn it.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, you can have, like, as many as you want.
I didn't know I could post as our Facebook. So that was that when I was posting all the ones I posted on Twitter. Shut up!
How many fucking times have I told...
Oh, you, not you.
Yeah, I'm a guest.
Justin, I get. Justin doesn't listen to anything anybody says unless it's pertinent to him that fucking minute.
Right? It's like Justin...
It. Yeah. Huh?
Or he can argue against it.
Yeah.
Not argue. Just say it's wrong.
Just Justin
yeah,
just against
it. Yeah.
There's a difference between there,
yeah, an argument implies that you have some kind of basis in fact.
I made all of you fucking admins, maybe not you, Jacob, but
that's like, I don't think I'm an admin.
On the thing.
And the stuff.
And the stuff.
Yeah. On the computer box.
Speaker box.
It's a good album.
Yeah, I know.
What's a good album?
Speaker box and Love Below. Outcast.
Caroline.
It's funny that the white people did that.
Right?
This has made me happy.
I know.
You mean the Outcast?
Or no, for a minute I was really bored. I was posting like comic related things on our Facebook and our Twitter about like scenarios that are better than Trump, but in the world of comics, and tagging, like, DC or Marvel and all that. So I was like, Age of Apocalypse, still a better outcome than the Trump presidency. Or, like, I tagged DC Comics, and I was like, hey, DC, I take some solace in the fact that the Earth 3 version of Donald Trump is probably the nicest guy on the planet. So
that's awesome. Right on.
Oh, hey, dude, I see
And so I just
Twitter
did a
now.
Ton of those, and, yeah, because I was really bored.
My computer's fucking getting old.
No, it looks nice, dude. You got we got Blockbuster deals here.
Yeah, you can totally still cash that shit in, dude.
Dude, you can get Assassin's Creed one
for Xbox
for
One
$11.99, and it's
but
fucking
it's
euros, dude.
That's less than the dollars.
Yeah, well, no, it's more actually. It's
are they back up?
Yeah,
I know they were down weirdly.
Like I know that you don't really know about money
because Greece is cheap,
but like euros are more.
No,
than, all right,
now you're getting up there, Carter.
So much
it doesn't matter. They're the pound. They're not on euros. This is pounds.
No,
no.
Bullshit.
Greece is on euro.
Greece no, Greece is on euro. I'm saying pounds. Yeah. This is England, dude.
They're also
England.
England.
No, England on pound.
No, the Brexit hasn't
bullshit.
The Brexit hasn't happened.
Fuck all y'all, dude. No, 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 no. England is on the fucking pound.
78 tweets. I'm pretty sure 150 of those are
here. More than that, because I've got like 3 and you're the rest.
Then I do all of them.
And maybe PJ.
I think
you
did a couple. Oh, I did that one. I did one about Xena Warrior Princess. Because I find it strange that that's a big deal.
That they made her... everybody knew Xena.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's why I thought that was strange. They're openly gay. They were way openly gay. See? Still a better day than Trump being president. Yeah.
Cthulhu.
There's the one. The one above it is that one. Because it's so hard being a shitty person. Might as well share it in Starbucks.
Hashtag white genocide.
Oh, yeah, man. And then that's the one where Rainbow Children. Yeah,
I don't remember when I plugged this in, splitting the screens into two separate. I didn't even think my video card could handle that shit. To be honest with you, so it still freaks me out.
That it can do it.
Yeah, and every now and then my mouse.
I forgot
disappears.
I did a Zap Brannigan one.
Zap Brannigan is the best.
Yeah, but I also did one for Plague Inc. The game.
Have you listened to Billy West's podcast?
I totally forgot about that one.
Are you having fun?
Always. I love our fucking Twitter, dude. I sit there, and that's all I use is ours.
That's fun.
Although, I did notice that in the Ghostbusters trailer. Was I the only one who noticed that?
Oh, wait, go back up. All
right.
It says four scientists save the world?
Yeah, in
Winston
the international
the
trailer. Like, that was kind of weird.
But in the international one, it's four friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because apparently white and black people internationally aren't allowed to be scientists.
Well, and the black person has to be the street-savvy New Yorker.
Yeah. I'm generally indifferent, but at the same time, I'm like, but why not anyone else? Like, it's a very cliche role. I get where she's coming from. Like, who the fuck cares? I get to be a Ghostbuster at the end of the day. 100%
supportive
of that. I get that. I'm like, I get to be a Ghostbuster? All right, how much dick? Like, let's be real, I'm a goddamn Ghostbuster. I know my limits as a human being, and if you tell me I'm a Ghostbuster, well,
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, a lot of dick because I'll do it. Yeah. I'll get over it. So, I'm well over it. So, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, but you should still
fuck.
Like, go. How about why can't I be a scientist? What's wrong with a white person working for the fucking metro? Like, that's what, like, what's wrong with anybody? Like, who fucking cares?
Yeah. I was gonna say, have you ever been there? But you've been there, and I haven't.
Yeah,
where?
I'm sure black people do work the metro,
more than
white people. Maybe an Armenian.
Well, but that's one or two Armenians. No,
which
because we all know that like everybody else works at a 7-Eleven. So
I'm from Spokane. Everybody looks like me.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Versus everybody looking like you.
You.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in the north.
New York.
Texas.
Or Texas. Yeah, a lot of black people. Yeah, but there's barbecue in Texas, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, dude. I want to go there for barbecue. That'd be awesome.
That's Superman. My 1950s Superman, which I thought was entertaining, because we know how fun the 1950s were for everybody that wasn't looking like Superman and Friends.
See, and I posted that Superman, too, and somebody, I'm not going to say who, made...
It's probably Justin.
No.
Probably Chris.
No. Nope.
Related. Related to Chris?
Yeah, related to Chris.
Oh, nice.
It was like, as long as they follow our rules. And like,
damn, dude.
Wow.
That's not what this was about.
Why did I do that? I would have had so much fun.
Because it was on my personal one. It wasn't. Yeah.
I had so much
It wasn't
fun.
On the why do we hang out. And I'll tell you who it was after the microphone.
Oh, right. Because I would have had fun. I have fun with people like that.
Yeah. Well, and I was like, I could have fun, but I don't want to fucking deal with it. That's generally the two categories it goes under. Like, I could destroy you. I don't want to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
That's the same diagram of bullshit.
Not be this guy.
Make that argument all the time. Like, I could, but then the fallout is just too much work.
Yeah, it's not the thing I say. Do I want to pretend to listen to the fallout? And if I don't, then I'm like,
And it's not like, it's not like internet, because I'll get on Krem2's fucking,
website?
Facebook all the time. Yeah. Like, when people are just saying the comment section of all the news sites are where the worst people in Spokane live.
Yeah.
That's where the worst people in general live.
Yeah, but the comment sections, but the news sites.
But what you should do is see the timestamp on when they posted it. Mm-hmm. It's generally in the middle of the afternoon because they're unemployed. Like, of course you have time to troll the news sites. You're unemployed and you're a piece of shit. So, because the black man took your job. Sorry to break it to you. No one wants the job of a fucking redneck white man piece of shit. Like, no one wants your job. You hang out in a bar with
cars and your fucking lawn.
Yeah, like, you have 15 fucking cars, half a couch, you know, and you sit on it, and you live on the fucking west side. No, whatever you did for a job is not something I want to be a part of.
It's not a job.
Like, saying that you're, like, an entrepreneur doesn't mean shit. This is the 70s. Owning a junkyard is not a career choice. It's a front yard. Treat it as such.
Well, owning a junkyard is a career choice.
Yeah, it really is. Like,
you got seven people.
Like, Spalding.
Ever.
Yeah, I was about to say, Spalding off the freeway.
Seven people.
That's really,
assuming.
But it's out of the way. It's not your front yard.
Environment.
If you have more cars in your front yard, based on space, than Spalding does in a given area, you need to make a new career choice. That's all I'm saying.
Actually, that's pretty impressive.
opening
scene of fucking Wayne's World where all the cars
on fire?
Yeah.
Or half the time it looks like you're fucking watching Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and you're just waiting for the fucking T-800 to walk by and crush a skull of a dog.
There's that giant trailer that somebody left over by your house, just off of Anna and Second.
Yeah.
I thought, well, somebody's
working. Oh, you mean the traveling salesman?
No.
That's what they are.
No.
They're just traveling salesmen.
No,
it's a job.
It is. It looks like it used to be a double wide unit, but without the walls. And it's
so they're so poor they couldn't afford a double wide?
Not even. And it's just full of garbage. Like, it takes up a good amount of a city block.
Yeah,
and you can see it from the freeway, and I'm like, I wonder what they're doing there. And then I was reading online yesterday, it's like, somebody dumped that there. And now the city's got to deal with it, even though they know who the contractor that dumped it there. But the city's going to pay for its removal.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. And neither city, because it's like right on the border, so neither city wants to fucking deal with it. The valley, and
so you see Spokane, like you just see, like they come out with their backhoe, and they use the show, and they go, like, and they just go.
They come out with like 10 guys, just
they push it, and then they just stand there and go, bye, and then, yeah, and then and then we leave, and then they're like, the so what do we do?
Push it back.
Yeah. Push it real good.
The line. And be like, you missed something.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then, and then they go, this is what we're going to do. We're going to push it. Then we're going to put super glue under the tires. And we're going to pop the tires. All right. And then they stick it there. So a bitch. And then we find it the next day flipped over on the side with hunks of concrete on it. And they're like, missed the spot. Walk away.
If that's how it unfolded, like, I would be so happy.
Yeah,
like,
right. That's when you're like, I'm kind of proud to live here now because of this moment in time.
Yeah, because of the fights between the cities.
Yeah. I love nothing more in my life than the moment when the valley was like, we're going to make our own city with blackjack and hookers. Can we come back? Well, we need to do laundry. Yeah. And then we were like,
they got the Black Pearl Casino out there.
Yeah, but then at the moment they were like, it's hard to be a city. And we were like,
yeah, it is, isn't it?
Like, no, you ain't coming back. But you got laundry to do. Well, real world.
Yeah, do your laundry.
We got shit to deal with.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
We have our own laundry.
It's like being 16 and getting out of your parents' house going, I'm better than this. I don't need you.
Right.
I can sleep on my friend's couch, bro.
That is not the conversation I had with my family. I'm just like, I'm going to go. And my dad was kind of like, no. Let's play. Going over there.
Yeah, when I moved out, it was they were gone in New York for family vacation.
That's what my mom did when she left my dad.
And
she just left.
Yeah, I would. And Justin and I were like, maybe we should look into getting a place. All right, we found a place. Like, you guys can get in. So we started moving in. And
well, you guys were trying to get me to move in,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I make $175 a week.
Yeah.
Or no, a check every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because we were getting shit out.
Yeah, was this 1983?
Old spaghetti factory. And don't make any money.
Yeah.
I make a lot of poor choices at the old spaghetti factory, but no money.
Well, point. Fun choices.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Like that picture, like on the stairs.
You learn what half a penny looks like. You learn what you learn why you don't super glue your fingers together. You learn what happened in the shadow of his house. No, I think, but Justin taught us much.
Yeah. No, just
we learned that you can't take pan coating and light your hand on fire with it.
We learned that the cheese cart does not equal a bobsled for a 200-plus-pound man.
Does not.
Nope.
See, you learned much about real world things.
Yeah.
Chemistry, like, physics,
bobsledding.
Bobsledding.
Yeah.
We learned about water balloons.
Yeah, water balloons, gravity, angry white women.
Dryer fires.
We learned about that. Yeah.
Right.
We learned about the real world fucking you over. You know?
Corporations.
Yeah.
Like corporations, man.
We learned about all of these things.
You work for a corporation.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
How's the casino going?
It's tough. It's good, man.
Yeah.
Same old people that love to drink and gamble, so I won't have to worry about ever having another
recession
job.
Recession-proof.
Yeah, it really is. Because people are always going to be degenerate drinkers, so God bless them.
And working
so
in a cemetery, keep building it's like gas stations.
Like the top three.
We're just like fucking here and here.
No, it's like the top three like recession-proof jobs is like dog grooming, working in a casino, and a cemetery.
How is dog grooming in there?
People care about their dogs. It's a recession-proof job.
Dude, you could groom your dog yourself.
You're not.
Do you know
white.
How many people
are so white, white, dude?
No, I'm just not an asshole. Not like, I just don't take my dog to the dog groomer unless I absolutely can.
You felt the whole, like, pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, just fucking take a comb through it. It's not hard.
Dude.
Just don't be a lazy piece of shit. Honey, we're going to have to go dog groomer or lose the house.
It is one of the few.
Fuck the house. Which is pretty much how my wife would do that.
You sit there, she leaves for work, and you're like, all right, Fido. And you put some shampoo on him and hit him with the hose.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. And then take a towel and you're fine.
You know, and you clip the nails and you're like.
And you're like.
We went and we spent $100 on this shit.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. When folks is talking.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guess what? We have food now.
Snitches on you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, did you go? You didn't take them? You like that car you got out there?
Put on? Yeah. Yeah. You like them tires on that car? You want them up on fucking bricks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because cleaning that dog every fucking 6 months was your tire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you want to
take
clean
a
dog,
hose to that dog.
Yeah, fucking, they'll be like Flintstones.
Or it's a rainstorm. You have a rainstorm and you put the dog outside, what are you doing?
Get it in a wash?
Yeah, get it in a wash.
About time to put soap on it, you throw a water balloon full of shampoo on
it. Yeah, I love that.
That's pretty
legit. Yeah, dude.
That's really ingenious.
It's almost
actually,
too legit.
That's like the best time.
Just throw it at the dog. Spadoosh. And it's going to wiggle around. It does all the work. And then you're like, don't. All right. That's mud. Well.
And so what is, you said dog grooming. What else
dog
was
dog grooming, casinos, and cemeteries.
What else? What, yeah.
The recession proof. Because everyone's going to die.
Any sex
yeah,
trade.
Yeah, any sex. Well, that doesn't even count because it's not even just recession proof. You can have a viable economy. Just ask our nation.
Right?
51% of the internet is porn.
Yeah! Like,
51%!
Yeah! Fuck you, other 49%.
Yeah. Education and shit.
Yeah. So.
There's that one.
So, one of the manager ladies at work, her nickname that she don't know is the penguin because she kind of looks like David.
That's so wonderful.
No, call it's Frank fucking Reynolds. Mean
as shit.
Yeah. I saw that image and I'm like, holy shit, the way the penguin in Batman Returns did. Oh, yeah. I did that one.
Oh, that's all right.
Taking yeah.
Trump. Well, did you see John Oliver's new Trump word? It's
Durump.
Durump.
Oh, no, I used it. It's making Donald Durump. There's a few of them that I do that.
Oh, that's so great. John Oliver actually has a pretty cool
That was one of my favorites because if you know Futurama, Zap Brannigan really is Donald Trump of the year 3000. Yeah.
Fucking Futurama.
And then when you read it, like, the whole meme itself is... But the whole meme itself is very much the way he works. Like, how are you going to make America great? Well, I'm going to make it great. I'm going to tell you. It's not so great right now. We're not winning. We're losers. I'm going to make us winners again. You're not going anywhere. You're just saying the same
stuff. Like, yeah, you're like a fucking confused eighth grader trying to come up with the answer to a teacher.
Yeah, it's like, you didn't do your... He is. Donald Trump is the eighth grader at a fucking presentation. Every
that
time
didn't do his fucking homework.
He's like, well, The Catcher in the Rye. Well, here's the thing about The Catcher in the Rye. It's a story, right?
Junior year, thank you.
A little much for eighth grade. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So basically, Catch the Rise is a story. Well, it's a catcher, right? And then
he's in a rye. Yeah. And drinks rye.
And he's got a problem with that. And he's got to get out of that problem. He's got to get out of that.
He's got to be the pitcher.
And he's like, and you got to see him going. He's trying to not be
phony.
The catcher. He doesn't want to be
the
phony catcher.
Synopsis of the books.
Yeah, yeah.
And his name is Holden. And it's. And it's,
Caulfield.
And he does this thing where he doesn't want to be this catcher in the rye. And I get that. I can relate to that. And I don't want to be the catcher in the rye because I don't want to catch. I want to pitch. I want to be that guy.
You stole my line.
That's my job.
You fucking stole my line.
No, I was adapting your line.
Oh,
too.
All right.
I was giving it better context.
God, man.
Don't judge.
Man, it's tough with this white privilege when you're stealing all my shit.
Now, you need to join Rainbow Children.
Yeah, apparently. With a one.
With a one. Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, if you for real go through their shit, you're going to be like, that's not real people. You're like, that's got to be a troll. Like, it's that kind of shit. You're like, that's not.
No, I'm on a site called Christians Against Drugs.
Oh, Jesus.
They're a troll. I'm still not sure about Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. You guys ever hear about Christians Against Dinosaurs?
Christians Against Dinosaurs.
That just sounds absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's basically,
I think
it's the closest to Fight Club. As you can
you
genuinely
don't
get.
Talk about Christians with dinosaurs.
No, that's what's weird.
Chris and Justin both got kicked out of Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Because apparently when you post shit like Cthulhu is better than all dinosaurs, and then Gamera. Also better than Christians, you're like, well, he could beat them all, so of course they weren't real. These were the things that were real. Apparently promoting the old ones is frowned upon.
Jesus, people are fucking
whatever.
Tight.
But, no, when you, Jarrell, weren't you the one who found their page?
Yeah.
He found it and he goes, look!
How did you find that? Did you just Google Christians Dinosaurs?
No, they posted
it
in
like the parts of the internet.
Yeah, so to say what the fuck
so he sends it to us.
He was out in the other 49%.
He was in the 49%.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing in the 49? You gotta be in the 51.
And so
I'm still hanging out in the 51 or something.
You're only there occasionally.
In my refractory period.
Yeah, it goes back down to the 49.
So he sends the thing and he goes, you guys need to see this. We're like, that's bullshit. This is not real.
He had to get invited to the group.
He had to be invited.
You got invited?
He had to get invited.
How did you get invited?
He requested, got in. And
that's
then,
it?
Then he recommended us, so we were able to get in.
Nice. You should
and
have
so we read their posts. And we're
I was like that
waiting.
Guy from PETA that goes and hangs out at farm.
Yeah. Look,
Yeah, fuck animals, man. Right, right. Fuck animals. Go pigs, be free. Yeah.
Did you just message him? You're like, hey, fuck dinosaurs. They're just like, no, you're welcome.
Because then you'll see images of them going, there was a bunch of dinosaur toys at Walmart, and I'm stomping them out. And there's pictures of them stomping on dinosaurs.
They made a video, and this girl's like, all those dinosaur bones are plaster. They just make them. See, and I can crush it. And straight up, like
it's
a 25-minute video.
It's
of
not
her just
there's,
fucking
it's
around.
Such a fallacy. You want to just punch yourself in the dick, hoping you don't breed a child so stupid.
And like, I still can't figure out if they are the world's greatest trolls.
You can't because if
people
added to the group,
it's legit, dude.
Well, no, because added people to the group, we're all like, so is this legit? Everyone goes, fuck yeah, it is. Why the fuck would... And you're like...
Yeah, but there's always people going,
but then,
is this legit?
But then you see the posts of people stepping on their dinosaurs at Walmart.
Dude, it's fantastic.
Or like, punching dinosaur balloons, and you're like, no, this is a troll group. This has to be.
Or they're, but they're talking about Jurassic, but they've got a copy of Jurassic Park. Yeah! The greatest documentary ever, or
like,
mockumentary.
This
yeah.
is bullshit. Yeah. You promote lies against God. And you're like, no, this can't be real. This is too good to be real.
Jesus put these here to entice us to believe in the devil. Yes. Satan put them there.
Satan put them there as a test.
To doubt Jesus.
But then the
this
moment
is too
anyone
much.
Else
this is fucking
but
too
then
much.
When anyone else would join the group. They would join the group and then they would go, is this real? And all of us, fuck yeah, it's real. Just fall down the rabbit hole. So
why not, dude?
But you don't know. But they are so strict about what you post. It is like the most, it is like a sociology project of trolling on the internet.
All right, go down and see what's more in here.
That was the other one. No, you got to read that one.
Trump begins in the USA.
This is just us like blowing ourselves over our fucking, why do we hang out?
Yeah, and that's McDonald the Rumpf again.
Nice, dude.
Mexico leading global cure effort. See, victory. Trump has eliminated all life on Earth.
That's so great.
Yeah. Did you see the Donald Trump rally where someone dressed up as a wall?
Yeah, there were cosplayers at his shit. Like, that's
sad. Make that guy president.
Look, they're gonna pay for this wall. So you're saying you paid for the shirt, to pay for the marker, to pay for all of the ink, to make this a shirt that you paid for about other people paying for a wall. I want to go home, and I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm pretty sure that guy is with Christians for Dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Against dinosaurs. Yeah. Sorry, we don't want to confuse the
two. Yeah, because
we're... We don't want... I'm for dinosaurs. Because
the Pope
even agrees with dinosaurs.
I'm pro dinosaur, dude. I like Stegosaurus.
It's a Stegosaurus, not a Stegolo.
It's another one.
Oh, it's the white version?
Yeah, it's the white version. You don't know
the Stegolo.
Like that there was
the Suburbia. Right?
It was the one that our mom bought us.
Yeah.
And then you just found it.
And the Stegolo is like the way you have Nigga and Nigger, where he hangs out in the swamp land.
Dude, I'm not even gonna say that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't try to bait me into that. I'm only one BA.
I did two other things.
Yeah.
See
if
I can wheel that
one. Yeah, yeah.
Get
me on
no.
Get me on
yeah,
B3, it might get me. Yeah, exactly.
You should really come by when Justin's here.
Why?
Kind of heads drive everybody nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
He
would have
got me on beer one.
I could have trolled Justin.
No.
Yeah.
No. Pat's got good fucking defenses against Justin.
No, yeah, I really do.
Yeah, but
he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't.
Robert
were like,
I fall in his trap every goddamn
time.
Oh, I can.
You
troll
have the
shit
strength
out of him.
Of a Trump argument to Justin.
Oh, that's bad, dude.
You do.
Can you reword that to try to be nicer? Seriously,
you're on Christian's
side. You are to Justin. As Hillary Clinton is to the truth.
Damn, dude.
So Chris,
when we were talking about England, right?
Yeah.
So bad.
And you said it was the euro.
They sell the euro. Because
you're a fucking idiot.
Are they on the pound?
Just tell me what does that Wikipedia say for Great Britain? What
they
is that currency?
American dollars.
That's bullshit.
It shows right there. Shows an American
dollar. No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, right there,
it says
American dollars.
No, it doesn't.
See, I don't
everybody,
see
the Wikipedia.
I don't
Chris
see
can't
below
read.
That. I don't see past
pound sterling.
It's pound sterling.
Yeah, it's pound sterling. Jesus Christ.
If Justin was here, he'd be like, well, you can edit with me, dude.
Yeah, and I'll be like, you wear jean shorts.
No, and his response would have just been this. He wouldn't have said a word.
Yeah.
He just would have been
like eh. And I'll just be like, bro, I edit it back to pound sterling. And see, we could just go back and forth until he quits. I cannot.
Justin
ask
doesn't
him.
Quit.
Well, obviously, yeah. he's a Jets fan. He's an idiot.
Right?
Yeah. that's where kind of like the T-1000, man. He doesn't just fucking
dude, I'll drop him into some fucking molten steel.
Right?
Yeah, you'll see the green Jets jersey.
When he does that in the movie, when he falls in that, it looks like it is the most painful thing. Because every time it pops up and you're like, okay, I know you just straight up killed things.
Everybody said
that. Do we want to like... Yeah. Pull him out, maybe?
It was pretty sad.
But
for
no,
me.
But Arnold goes down and he's just like.
Yeah, yeah, because Arnold goes down.
Oh, no, I cried. That was the first time I cried as a kid
it's
watching
the first movie. As a man, you can cry it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah,
I had a Free Willy too, but I was like,
that's stupid. Dude, you're gay.
No, no, fuck, gay. Fuck you. No, Free Willy was great.
Fucking whale you can cry at Lion King. You can't cry.
Dude, for one, that movie was in the PNW. It was in the Pacific Northwest. That was awesome. So you get jump over him.
It's Seattle Mariners hat.
Yeah, dude, it was all about the. And that was before, like. That was before.
I also thought everybody had sound alarms because of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. yep, I remember that. I thought
with flashing
when
lights.
I saw that, I was like, do all teenagers go through such a dysfunctional phase that they all go, okay, our kid's going through that phase, time to put them in a program where they work at an aquarium, and I'm just like, there's an aquarium here in Spokane. I could be a teenager with an aquarium.
There used to be a zoo here.
Yo, no, I remember. Yeah. Walk in the Wild. Yeah. That's actually when I realized that, and from personal perspective, that certain individuals that people believe in are not for me. Because this thing called, you know, dinosaur bones, and my books were all
fake.
Like...
Yeah, yeah, they had that sweet fucking dinosaur exhibit with the moving T-Rex.
No, and I remember seeing it, and them going, dinosaurs lived 65 million years ago. Rawr! But then I had a book that was like, world's like 6,000 years old, and I'm like, but there's nothing, there's no tangible evidence of this. Even. But then they're like, we got bones, and we got eggs, and we got rocks, and we got trees, we got carbon dating, and... Also, we got trees that are older than you.
Carbon dating's an infallible part.
Oh, yeah, because it's because if there's a tree that broke and then it fell down two shelves, that makes it older than you.
Drinking one of your beers.
Because science.
Yeah, that's what they're here for.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and God. Overrated Ninkasi.
These are actually really good.
All right. I don't want to. All right. Ninkasi it is.
There's but, Sam Adams upstairs if you want it, Pat.
That's going upstairs. I'm lazy.
Oh, no.
Who's got an opener?
Nobody.
Friends? Nobody. Friends?
One of these.
Drunker has one, but he doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's in my crotch, too. You want it?
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do.
The crotch, right? Not the bottle opener?
Yeah, that's what you're going for. Or can I use your dick as a bottle opener? Would that work?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, dude.
I don't even know if I could be mad at that.
Right?
Quite the hook. The head pops
thank
off.
Thank God that you don't. I'm glad you don't have a hooky dick.
I buy it.
What was the one below it?
I keep looking at like a face.
I like how we went from carbon dating to hooky dick.
Yeah. No, that's us. No, that's way us.
Hooky dick.
I'm changing hooky the name of this one.
Carbon dating to hooky dick.
Oh, that's good shit, man.
Oh, yeah, I added ScanBC and then... And I thought that was wonderful, the ScanBC one, that only in Canada would a guy with a knife not just attack people... But go, hey, you want to fight me? Like, even blind Canada. Rage in Canada is done respectfully and politely.
Well, you remember when the Canucks fucking lost the cop?
No, they rioted.
And they rioted, and you could just see this kid fucking whacking the shit out of a car with a hockey stick.
Yeah, dude.
And they were tipping over cars, and you're like, yeah. Lord Stanley would be appalled.
Yeah, they were not happy about it.
They weren't, but then at the same time, I'm like, I still feel safer.
I remember watching that over at Dylan and Shane's.
It was so fun.
We were playing Tecmo Bowl before then.
Oh, dude, where was I at? The fuck?
You were probably working, I don't know.
That was game 7 against the Bruins.
Yeah, I guess the Bruins.
What the fuck? I thought Shane was at my house for that. Eh, maybe not.
No, we went over to Dylan and Shane.
Did you? Fuck.
Yeah, I think you
by the way, there. I hung out with those guys last night. It was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we went there. We played, like, poker, and it was, like, Tom, Dylan, Shane. And, yeah, we just drank a bunch and hung out.
It'd be fun to have Shane come down, but he'd say, like, two words.
No, he wouldn't.
No,
he'd talk like Chris.
Yeah, he'd be way fun. When they come in, like, they always ask when they can both be on.
Yeah,
all the time.
I was going to invite Dylan.
On
yeah.
Like,
I was going to invite Dylan, but he's got a shitty car.
Yeah,
mine's way
car.
Better.
Yeah,
we already went over that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, really, fuck his car. Yeah.
And he's at the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but his car sucks. Legit. He took the bus.
The way you said it was basically like he can eat a dick.
Fuck Dylan.
Right. No, maybe next Sunday we can get in here. I can steal your chair again.
That was awesome. Sunday is Easter.
Oh, that's right.
Zombie Jesus Day is next week?
Yep. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's like my brother's birthday.
And then the previous Sunday is, or the next Sunday after that.
Nice, I won't be here.
I'll be in Florida.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I guess we're going to be on sabbatical.
Forever. Well, and that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about, because I was like, you guys could come down here, and you're like, no, no, not without you, Jarrell.
Well, yeah, you're the cream of the...
He's the director. Shop. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
He's the director.
Like
so
that?
Much.
Like, I just...
We didn't even have to get him to do... I was a silent because just to let him go for it.
What? What's that even supposed to mean?
We have a bond. You're the white me, and I'm the... Not as white you.
Yeah, yeah, you're, yeah, you're
the
almost
tan,
there.
Pat. I'm the tan you.
I progressed right to your seat when I got down here. I just felt you it. Just knew I, that I was like, God, ah, Chris, let's sit here.
Because Jarrell hates being called director and all that. So the fact that you immediately went with that.
You
could
just tell. You could tell. He's it. Yeah, he's the cream of the
yeah,
man,
but
sandwich.
If I didn't fucking put all this shit together, we'd never get together.
That's correct.
We'd be 10 episodes.
So that would be the role
that's
of
not,
That's the role of
director.
Not a director.
Even a producer.
Yeah.
An executive
I
producer.
I mean, you do have a film exactly name right there. I mean,
you're the EP, dude.
I don't know what the EP is.
You're kind of even the executive casting director, producer. Too. Because
oh,
like,
damn,
yeah.
Man.
Wow. You're, wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you do a lot. Man.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you so much. So good.
And I edit.
So yeah, and you edit.
You're a Kevin Smith.
You're the
man.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
it's a whole different level. It's
it.
Above director
I'm
where you do
right
2/3
that.
Of the job.
God,
that's
good.
Cheaper.
Dude, yeah. Andy doing this? Oh my God, that would have been
fun.
Hilarious.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Having Andy.
You want to come down with it? Whenever we can all fucking get together because you guys have a shitty job.
Yeah, what time are you supposed to be here today, Chris?
Anyways.
Four.
What time did you get here, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
What time did you get here today?
I got here after four.
And why was that?
Shitty job.
Because I have a job.
More like five.
I have a job too, but I was on time.
Yeah,
white
but you,
privilege.
Oh my God, I love you so hard.
Woo!
You need to be here more often.
Yeah, racism.
Like
it's so hilarious.
Him and who else did we want to have down here all the time?
Your mom?
No.
Your mom's a saint. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was that?
No, she's actually been on a few and she's really nice and
she
polite.
Just comes down like, later. And then, like, Andy apologized for cursing in front of her.
Yeah. Like, his mom was
oh,
so
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't think I've ever met
her
actually.
A lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it, having the podcast with Andy.
Yeah, so, Andy.
Yeah, he wants to do a movie cast sometime.
I'm down to do that. Yeah, for sure.
You know what we do with the movie
cast. Yeah, it's kind of like Mystery Science 3000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of
we,
sort of.
You had to reference it. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
great.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of be like,
except this next one is going to be so fucking amazing.
We should do Point Break.
Oh my God.
It's right
why
there.
Why are you not always
it's
here?
Right
what?
There, man.
I need you here.
So,
oh, is that what it was?
I need you here.
Point I'm right
break.
Here, dude.
Point Break.
Yeah, Point Break, dude. That's...
Point Break or no? Oh, Point Break. We can't other.
Yeah.
Oh, Point Break.
Yeah, no, he shoots up there and they're surfing and skydiving.
God.
Yeah, and Patrick Swayze before he died.
Oh, just give that up because that was just wonderful.
You have Point Break, Pat.
I will buy Point Break for this.
It's
will
really,
go out and get this movie.
You can go buy it from
Pat.
A-Stage. Like,
it might be
bucks.
On Netflix.
It probably is on. Like,
maybe.
Look at it. Can you look at it?
McDonald Durham.
What do you guys think? Is it going to be on Netflix or not? Let's see.
They did add a bunch of new shit.
This fucking TV is a shit, by the way. Like,
you know what's a weird show? That Dino Trucks.
I know.
Because
those dinos aren't real.
Because
no,
it's a very first
dino trucks.
Yeah, because dinosaurs aren't real.
They're not
trucks,
real.
Way
real. Way real, dude.
Yeah. But no, but imagine, this is the notion of it, okay? So it's cars meets dinosaurs.
So,
okay? What
let's
powers
see it's
cars?
Do you think it's going to be?
Dinosaurs.
Well, give me a...
Fossil
don't
fuels?
Be a pussy.
Really?
Like,
really?
Point blank. That
they
is not
live off of themselves.
God, I'm stuff.
We live in a world right there. Oh no!
No, they, technically that's, they live off.
Oh,
titles related to Point Break
on,
was on for a while.
Dude,
but,
look,
no, okay.
I like how like Point Break brings up fucking Splinters, a surf movie.
They were nice. No, but they live off their ancestors. They live off their ancestors.
By the way,
bones.
So it's like,
I thought that was gonna be better. It was not as good. Yeah,
there's
have
a cartoon for children where dinosaurs basically are time cannibals. The dino trucks, they use gas and fuel, but they are the gas and fuel, and they're robots. So they are living off of them, their dead selves.
A lot of the carbon in the earth is also trees.
Yeah, but in a
because
world of
there wasn't
dino...
anything to break down the trees.
Yeah,
so
your science is...
Yeah,
and
but
they,
also
and
dinosaurs.
They just built up like
yeah.
a giant...
and dinosaurs.
The earth.
and then dinosaurs.
I'm gonna say dinosaurs. Dinosaur
organism.
I think he's taking that Christian and dinosaurs.
Yeah, you're really going like they weren't there at all.
No. It's not all dinosaurs.
Yeah, they died in the
but a fair portion of dinosaurs died and became our cars. Yeah. Fuel.
And plastic.
And plastic. Well, yeah.
How shitty would that be if you could go back in time, get a dinosaur, make him super smart, bring him to the present, and go, you want to know what happens to you? You become a fucking cartoon, best-selling movie, and that sippy cup.
Several best-selling movies.
You're a that's fucking sippy cup. Then.
That's way better, I think. Then,
if humanity of, like, future well, people came back and grabbed you and go, this is what the fuck you become. A joke, a sippy cup. And a cartoon caricature, because it's a future of squid people. They're squid people.
There's comparisons on what could be good or bad. Like, what if I go to cows and I'm be like, hey, guess what? You're going to be a fucking hamburger. I'm going to eat your ass.
I don't know.
And you're going to be a fucking baseball man.
Because anytime I always...
How you like it now?
No, because anytime they show the whole, like, you know, eating animals is wrong. And, like, have you seen the footage of all that?
All four of our mics in that sentence, dude.
Like, I'm very loud. I'm sorry.
But when they turned you down quite
a bit. I was voted most loud in my class. Up top.
Thank you. God, I love you, Pat.
At school where you're
I was like, well, where, yeah, I am my mom's child.
Were you all white, though?
Like, no, I went to Rogers, dude.
Oh, wow. That,
yeah, yeah.
So where you didn't have white
parents. I was literally, it was the rainbow of...
Could you say it was rainbow children?
Yeah, exactly, but with not the one.
But with not the one.
Yeah, not the one. It was just a regular.
Yes, I don't know, dude. About that, we got another fucking podcast to record.
Fair, and I gotta go get Kaelin's hand.
Alright.
Yeah. You wanna bring him back? Or you gotta go up to South Hill?
No, I gotta go down to college and pick him up.
College?
SAC. We meet in the meal. Yeah, so I'd have to go there, go all the way there, come back.
It's only like a 10-minute drive from here.
Yeah, we'll see how I feel after I do that. Right. You guys will be halfway through the first one. Or the second one. I don't know how many.
Yeah. This is the first one.
Yeah, bro.
I like that you're not mad because Justin's not here. Just gonna say.
Every time.
I think it would be funny if you got mad when Justin was here.
No.
Does he get really ugly?
No, because this is how it plays out.
No, he wants to break.
So Justin sits here. We all hang out here. We're chilling. And then we'll be having our normal podcast.
Yeah.
And then one of us will say something.
Justin does this verbally.
And no, he doesn't. No, Justin does this. He goes, whizz. I mean, and see how he's already irritated by an analogy of what Justin does to him. And then Justin goes,
Justin's an asshole.
And then Justin just teases and he teases a little bit, and Robert goes, and he has his beer the way he does, and then he just goes, and he sighs, long sigh, and takes a sip, and puts it down, and he waits, and he's like, I can control it this time. And then Justin just goes like, just a little tiny
great
fucking
word.
Thing.
Omelette.
And he goes, fromage.
Omelette du fromage.
What the fuck does that make you mad for?
Cheese omelette.
No, it's the way power. Justin goes about it. He gets it in there, and all he does is he goes one last tug, and Ron goes, motherfucker, fuck!
And then just reels it in.
And he goes,
I got one!
And
I got
then he
one.
Just goes, see? And he's doing it right now. He can't even not do it. I made him deal with the moment he didn't have to have in his day. See, and he won't say anything, see? And he does his whole...
He does his whole, just, I'm good.
Yep.
He's got a squeezy thing.
Yep, he says, like, squeeze, 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 pop.
Squeeze, squeeze.
Squeeze. And then he squeezes. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That is literally what it's like for him every week. And we all just kind of, like, go,
yeah,
no way, watch.
Yeah.
It's really, really yeah. No way, watch.
I gotta come back when Justin's here.
Yeah. You wanna do the second one, too?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be like the first 10 minutes of this one. Like, yeah.
Ice
cream. Waffles.
Chris is here!
Yay! I was here.
So you've listened to the podcast, right? You know how we started off?
No.
He has not listened to a single one.
I suck.
I thought he did because you're always like, Chris just says a bunch of shit and then you...
No.
Was I wrong?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I don't know how it goes.
No, but every time I always give him and Shane the link, and then they're like,
that's exactly
am I wrong?
What I do.
They straight up were like,
we should really let Pat, Shane, and Dylan just take over one time, like.
But none of us with,
unless,
record,
unless you're here.
Just go,
unless
okay,
you're here.
I'll be here. I'm not
gonna do it without you.
I'll produce it. I'll hang out.
Yeah.
Whoa. He'll produce it.
I'll produce
it. Yeah, I'm the Jack to your Titanic.
That is not a good thing to be.
No,
because that means he still sinks while you
die also.
But my heart will go on.
You are my soulmate.
If you fucking knew what was up, I'd just be like, "Tell him, Steve, Dave, we'll be done."
Oh, nice.
So,
right now, Pat,
you know that scene in Wayne's World where they're playing street hockey and they go game on and car.
I'm a hockey player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, and I'm an educator.
Mm-hmm. No, it's ice, Chris. Yeah, I don't think you've ever seen it. Yeah.
Is it that white stuff?
It's cold.
Is it that predominantly white?
You can slip on it. Yeah, it's not like black ice.
It's not black ice.
It's not where it's really sneaky.
And it's oppressive and to the white people.
You can't see it. It might hurt you.
Okay, but it's the white ice that's safe.
It's clear and, you know where it's at. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday to me.
I needed this. I needed you on this. This is fun.
You're welcome anytime.
That's good.
Especially when Justin's not here, because we're running out of seats.
Yeah.
That's right. We can both, me and Chris can both sit in this chair.
I'm down. I have no problem with that.
No, yeah, we can do that. Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's only gay if we make eye contact while watching.
Yeah, duh.
Jeez,
and
dude.
Who wouldn't want to watch?
So at the end of the podcast, we say,
that's fair.
And since Justin hates it that we don't say it all in unison when he's not here.
Oh, let's say
it in unison. No, he hates it that we don't say it in unison when he's here.
When he's here. So when he's not here.
Let's do it in unison.
Yeah, so we can do it kind of. 5, 4,
CAR!